Yotza isha bechute seyar, bein mishalo, bein mishal chaderta. Woman's allowed to go out with braids of hair that are disconnected, whether they're her own hair or somebody else's hair. Bein mishal behemo, or animal hair. Rashi says, what does she wear this hair? Bechute seyar, shekolas bohen sara, that she braids them into her natural hair. Bein mishalot lushin, whether it's her, originally was her hair and she separated it. Bein mishal behema, kagon shal sus, so she has horse hairs braided into her hair. And Rashi says the reason, what's it called in the Gemara, that she does it to make it look like she has a lot of hair. We'll see the implications when we get to the Gemara. Ubetotethes, ubesarditin. A totefis and sarvitin are different kinds of ornaments that bismanching tfurim bitfurim when they are sewn onto her tichel. Rashi shein tfurim l'sivcha desulo sholfalu lachvuyah. She can't take them off to show anything, so these ornaments are allowed to be worn because they can't be taken off and shown, and they're ornaments, they're tachshit, so they're not considered carry. Bikvul ubepeya nachris lechatzer. Right, she's allowed to go out with a kvul and a peya nachris, which is a shetel, into the chatzer. Rashi lechatzer a kvul upeya nachris koy. Going back on kvul and peya nachris. Da'asru la'el meipik b'lishus harabim. You're not allowed to go out with a kvul and a peya nachris into rishus harabim. The itzrich lashmuin and the lechatzer mutter. However, into a chatzer is mutter. Kful the safe in the masnis and lo iflu gubam aray the lekuli alma kipa shel tzemer, right? And the kful over here is a kipa shel tzemer. Unlike we had before machlokas what kful was peya nachris klia sear klusha mitzovarto al sara im kliosa shetira balaseir. Here Rashi says peya nachris is these braids of hair that are separated hair, whether her own, other people's hair, and she puts it on her hair together with the braids that she should look like she has a lot of hair. V'moch sheba'ozna uv'moch shepesandola. She can also go out with a cotton wad that she keeps in her ear. Rashi shenosenes leblow aleicha shel tzoas ha'ozen. Keeps out, she has ear problems, ear wax or whatever, so it keeps out the ear wax. And Moshe Misandola, where she, Rashi says, Latainug, she puts a pad in her shoe, so her feet don't rub against the shoes. Uva Moshe Skinalinidasa, and the Moch that absorbs Damnida, that's Boso Mokum. Rashi Linidasa, Boso Mokum, Shivla Bohadam, Vala Yitonit Begadeva. So Rashi says the purpose of this moch for the nida is that it should absorb the blood, that her clothing shouldn't get dirty. The pilpul of the galgal melech, and also with a piece of pepper, pilpul oruch, long pepper. No senes isha batia shereicha ra. Somebody has bad breath, keeps that in her mouth as a thing that makes her breath nicer. Or galgal melech, kamo gargir melech. Galgal melech, same thing as gargir melech, a crystal of salt. L'refuas holy shinaim, good to heal tooth problems. Chol dover shenitin l'topio, v'vach lo titin l'chatchil b'Shabbos. She's not allowed to put their l'chatchil on Shabbos. It has to be there from before Shabbos. The nofal osarzer, and if it falls out, she can't put it back. Shein toteves, shein shel zohav, she has a false tooth or a golden tooth. Revi Mater v'chachonim osim. Revi says mutter to go out on Shabbos with a golden tooth or a false tooth, and chachonim hold it's osim. Rashi shenish toteves nosenis b'lechayeva mimokum acher tehi shel zohav. She takes something, what's it called, somebody else's tooth or a wooden tooth or whatever, and puts it into her mouth, or the shein shel zohav is a golden tooth that has the same purpose. Rebbe Mater Lotzis Brother Chacham Moshin to keep it the Mishun the Mishar Shinaim. Why did the Chacham master it? Because since it looks different than the rest of her teeth, Dilma Mechaychi Allah V'Shaklala. People laugh at her and she'll take it out. So it has to be talking about a false tooth that's removable, that she can take out by herself. She'll carry it. The Gemara says that it's not two separate things, but it's a shein tokeve shel zohav, right? And that's where it looks different. That's where she may take it out. Lashon acher shein tokeve shein shel adam hoisa that atera d'leilkoi. Or the other way of learning the Mishnah is that shein tokeve is the first one means a false tooth that was a somebody else's tooth or whatever, and you put it in to take the place of a missing tooth. And that's mutter. The lava pluksa the Rebbe Rabbanan. V'hachi komer pilkel v'galgul melech v'shein toteves. But shein shel zov, Rebbe Mater and the Chachamim Aser. Right? Because shein shel zov looks different, we're afraid she'll take it out. Shein that looks the same as the other ones, we're not afraid she'll take out, even if it's removable. Okay. Okay, let's go on and then we'll come back to some of these things. Utsricha. You need the case of chutesar mishalah, mishal chadet, mishal chaderta, mishal behema. That all of them are mutter. Diashmin dida. It only told me her hair that she braids in with her hair that was cut hair of her own that she braids in with her natural hair. Mishum blamois, because it's not meis. It blends in. Aval chaver to the mois same alo, but her friend's hair may not blend in, so it looks funny. That's called meus. Meus over here doesn't mean disgusting. It means it doesn't look natural. The yashmin de chaver to the bas minahu, right? And if it only told me her friend's hair and not the behema, I would say that's at least human hair, so it blends in somewhat. Aval the behema la bar minahu, but an animal's hair doesn't blend in at all. And I think these things which will take out because it's a gnai. Therefore you need all of them to tell me none of them are a gnai. We're not afraid she'll take any of them out. Once she braids them in her hair, she's going to leave them there. Tana, uvilvad, shalotetze yalda b'shal skena, the skena b'shal yalda. However, a young girl shouldn't go out with gray hairs, and an old woman shouldn't go out with black hairs. A woman who has gray hair shouldn't put only black hairs because then it looks ridiculous. And then Tati was great, she may take it off because people laugh at her. So Mara says, Bishlam eskeinu b'shal yalda shevachula. I understand why an old woman would wear a young woman's hair because it makes her look younger. So therefore the Mishnah has to tell me that on Shabbos she can't do that. But ela yalda b'shal skeina amai gnayula. But a yalda b'shal skeina, why does the Mishnah have to tell me that she can't go out on Shabbos, right? It's a gnay. Rashi learns, what does that mean? Let's see the Rashi still now. Below Moyes, Velekala member the Mishal Falei, Mishum de Mochri Allah. Since it's not Mo, it's not unnatural, people aren't going to laugh at her and she won't take it off. Umamti Labiyadi, she's not going to take it off and carry it. De Basminahu, Velo Minkur, Velo Mechai Chayla. And somebody else's hair, even though it may not blend in color-wise, but at least it blends in because it's the same kind of hair. But a horse hair doesn't blend in at all. Kamash Malan, all of them are okay. Gray hair on dark hair, or dark hair on gray hair, right? White hair looks ridiculous, and there we're afraid she'll take it off. Okay. So Tosa says, what's the idea of? There's one where it answers. I did a ton of skena, b'shal yalda, toni nami yalda b'shal skena. Enochanami, it didn't have to say the case of yalda b'skena, because no girl is going to put gray hair in her hair. Right? An old woman would want to put dark hair in her hair, but a girl is not going to want to put gray hair. So Tosa says that what's it called, since it's what's it called, the gnai, right, people are surely going to laugh at her. At a young girl with gray hair in her hair, people are surely going to laugh, right? And therefore, it didn't really have to say it, but it just said it, what's it called, that it said it k'day naspa. In other words, since it already said the first case, said the second case, even though it's not necessary. Even there, it's obviously not necessary. That's one pshat in Tosas. Second pshat Tosas says is, the Gemara's question was, why does that have to say it at all? Nobody's going to do it. You only have to speak about things that people would do. And during the week, a girl's not going to put gray hair in her hair. See, where it says it said it could they naspa. It just said it because since it mentioned the first case, it said the second case also. Really, there's no need to say the second case, either because halachically it's obvious that it's worse than the first case, or because nobody's going to do it. It's not necessary to say it because it doesn't happen. That's how Tosfos learns. The Rambam learns that really the first question is that Eskena B'shel Yalda is what's it called, is a gnai, and she won't take it off. One second. Right, the Rambam holds mutter to go out because she won't want to show it. That's the thing. What are we afraid? A woman's going to take it off and show it to her friends. Right, that's how the Rambam learns. Not that people will laugh at her and she'll take it off because she's embarrassed. We're afraid that she's going to take it out of her hair to show to her friends her nice braided hairs that she has. By a young woman with old hair, she's not going to take it out of her hair. It's a gnat. And therefore the truth is that a young woman is allowed to put gray hair in her hair. So when the Gemara asks why did it say it, it meant to say the halacha is not like that. And the Gemara's answer is, could they not, it just said it just like this. So the Magid Mishnah says, what's it called? That's how the Magid Mishnah learns. The Kesef Mishnah says, not Mistaber, that the Gemara's going to say something false, just Kedei Nazba. Comes out according to this, the halacha is not like that. It said it, but it's not really true. And the real truth is that it's mutter for a Yalda B'shel Skena. That's how the Rambam learns, according to the Magid Mishnah, at least. Okay, what else is here before we... okay, let's go on a little bit, and then we'll come back. B'kvul u'bepeya nachris l'chotzer. With a kvul and a peya nachris, she's allowed to go to a chotzer. Omar Rav, kol she'osru chachomim lotzos bolir, shusaravim osr lotzos bolir chotzer, chutz mikvul u'peya nachris. All the things that are osr to go out into Rishus Harabim, which we learned before, and we'll learn later too, they're osr to even go out into a chotzer. We'll see in 1 second as Machlokes Rishonim what kind of chotzer we're talking about. But it's osr not only to Rishus Harabim, even to a chotzer. Chutz mikvul u'peya nachris. Except for a kvul and a peya nachris, those are the only two things, right, that it says in the Mishnah, the kvul u'peya nachris, those you're allowed to go out the chotzer. But everything else that you're not allowed to go out Rishus Harabim, you're not allowed to go into a chotzer either. Rav Anani bar Sosson, Mishmeid Rabbi Shmuel, Omar, Hakol kikvul, that kvul and peya nachris are only an example of all the things we mentioned before that you're not allowed to go out in Rishus Harabim. You're allowed to go out to them into a chotzer. But they're just examples of the things before. Didn't want to mention all the things, so mention two of them. Okay, so we have a machlokus between Rav and Rav Anani, whether only kvul and peya nachris are allowed in a chotzer, or everything that you're not allowed to go out to shusaravim is allowed in a chotzer. Tznan, the kvul upeya nachris the chotzer, bishlam al Rav nicha. According to Rav, the Mishnah is obvious. It's going to be understood kipshuto. That's speaking about a kvul and a peya nachris. That's what's osur in a chotzer. That's what's mutter in a chotzer. But everything else that's not allowed in Rishus Harabim is not mutter in a chotzer either. El Rabbanani bar Sosson kasha. Rabbanani bar Sosson mishmeid the man to Omar lei mishmeid Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. He didn't say in his own name Rabbanani. He said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi tanahu polig. And Lamaisa, even though the simple meaning of the Mishnah seems to be like Rav, but there is a Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, who holds differently, and he argues on this Mishnah, or he learns the Mishnah differently. He learns the Mishnah that these are examples of everything else. Upolik. V'Rav, Maishna, Honi. According to Rav, why are these the exception? Why everything that you're not allowed to wear in Rishus Harabim, you're not allowed to wear in a Chatzar either, except for a Kful and a Peyan Ofris? Where it says, Honi, Omar Ula, Kadeshul, Tizgana, Al Baila. In order that she should have some ornaments to wear, that she shouldn't become meis to her husband. Okay, and then we'll go on in a second. Rashi. Kol she'osru chachom b'reish pirkin, chutei tzemru pishtin, totefe, shara shinuyim b'mishnah, she'osru leches ben Rishus Harabim. All the things we mentioned until now, that a woman is not allowed to wear into Rishus Harabim, osru losis lechotzer, the afal gav d'shori letutalinu, even though you're allowed to carry in that chotzer. So Rashi is mashmish, talking about a chotzer that has an eruv that you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. The Torah's kli alehed kedam aron, right? Harehen kachol akelim hanitolim b'chotzer, right? You're allowed to carry them stam Miu derech malbush osir. The margalilei benatka beivish usarab. You're not allowed to wear it. You're allowed to carry it in your hand. Because then we're not afraid that you're going to take it from the chatzar into Rishus HaRabim. But to wear it, we're afraid you'll forget, and you'll wear it into Rishus HaRabim, and these things are a mosoi in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, what's it called, except for a peya nachris and a kvul, it's osir. Chutz mikvul peya, shemutr lechatzar, kidisnamas nisen, the time before it's become eight. We'll explain the reason why these are exceptions. Hakol kikvul, kol hanesorim, lo nesru elishus HaRabim, aval lechatzar mutorim kikvul. And Rav Hanani holds that kvul and peya nachris are lav dafka. Everything that you're allowed, not allowed to carry into Rishus HaRabim, wear into Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to wear into a chatzar. Bishlam al Rav Nicha, medinoket honey, bishafkinu le'inuch, demisnei bahadayu, le'isura, bereisha demasnisim, mechlau dekulu af lechatzar, bisurayu kaimit. Right, the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah, since it only mentioned these things, and not everything, right, mashma, that only these things are mutter. But so what is Rav Anani going to do? So Rav Anani didn't say in his own name. He was an Amora. He said in the name of Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi. He's a Tana. And even if the Mishnah argues, Rav Yishmuel can argue on that. And it's possible the Mishnah doesn't argue also. You can learn that these things are examples. Okay. Some of the more attractive kishutim, which is a peya nachris and a kvul, they were matir. She shouldn't become disgusting to her husband. Okay, let's just finish off the Amud, and then we'll go back. Kidetanya, this concept that shlotizgan al baila, we have a brisa that says it. Bahadova binidasa, right? A dova should be binidasa. She should remain, and while she's a dova, she should remain a nida. What does that mean? Zakenim arishonim amru, shelo tikcho velo tifko, shelo tiskashit v'didei tzivonim, right? That a woman, when she's a nida, she should look like a nida. And she shouldn't put on any makeup, and she shouldn't get dressed up in nice clothing. She should, be a dova. Dova means like an avela. Hadova, when she's benidosa, she should be like a dova. Rashi, davoi means to mourn, to be mournful. Kedetanya, the choshu rabbanon lahachi. From this brisa, we'll see that the rabbanon were choshish a woman shouldn't be nizgan al baila. Binidasa hayudorshin harishoni kamashmo kedover hamenuda umarchiko mibala. Right, hadava binidasa. She should be menuda. She should be like in cherim, out away from her husband in every way. Shelotikhole neha. She shouldn't put mascara on her eyes. Eyeliner, velo kitko, srak al panesh, shouldn't put powder on her face. Vuhu adom, rouge. Tehem edidasa, but Rabbi Akiva, ad sheba Rabbi Akiva, the lean maid until Rabbi Akiva came, and he taught, in kain atomegan al baila. That's not a good thing to do, because she'll become disgusting to her husband, and who knows what. The nimtza baila megar, she'll divorce her. Elamat Talmud Lomar Vahadova. So what does it say? Vahadova bin Nidasa. Not she should be in Nidui. She should be like she's in Cheren. The Nidasa Tehei Achetova B'mayim. Means she remains a Nida even if the blood stopped until she goes to the mikvah. Just the stoppage of the blood doesn't make her not a Nida. Until she goes to the mikvah, she's a Nida for the rest of her life. Rashi. Achetovu b'matei b'nidasa b'tumasa achetovu b'mayim litbo. The alpha b'shovru zayin shalo posek mayona. Even though the 7 days went by and she stopped seeing blood, she still remains a nida. Okay, let's see some of the things over here. First of all, the shultei agiborim is medayik from the discussion of a woman putting her hair or other people's hair over her hair and peya nachris, right? All of these things are talking about married women. It's mashma that a married woman is allowed to cover her hair with somebody else's hair, or even her own hair that's cut off. It's only her natural hair that's osur. And here is the Shulte Agiborim says is the makor of the heter of wearing a shekel, right? Of wearing either synthetic hair or somebody else's hair or even your own hair. And married women are allowed to do that because we're talking about Ishlo Tiskan al Baila. Right? That's why they were Matar Peya Nachris. It must be she's married. Otherwise, she can't be Nizgan al Baila. So here is the makor of a heter for a sheitel, the Be'er Sheva's cholek, and he says, even from Rashi's mashma, she didn't cover her hair with this. She wore this under her tichel to make it look like she had a lot of hair. Rashi doesn't say she wore it to cover her hair. She wore it to make it look like she has a lot of hair. Mashma, she wore it under her tichel. A woman who had sparse hair, had the tichel, was all the way down, it looked, so she wanted to pad it. So she padded it with these other, the other hairs. The only problem is that if it's under the tichel, how do you see it? So then you have to say, we're afraid she may take it off to show it to people. Not necessarily, what's it called, that the people are going to see it and laugh at her. So Rashi is a little bit of a sosa. So Rashi learns that the problem is people are going to see it and laugh at her. Mashma, they have to see it. So it has to be over her, her tichel. And the Rambam learns, though, we're afraid she's going to take it off. Right? So there, maybe in the Rambam you could say that. The Be'er Sheva argues, like we said, and the Maisa, there's many poskim who say it's mutter, and many poskim who say it's aser, and most Ashkenazi poskim hold it's mutter, and many Sfaradi poskim say it's aser, and the people who write the signs on the wall have no idea what they're talking about, because there are pirov, the poskim, we have noheg in Ashkenaz, to wear Peyanochris for hundreds of years, and it's not a new machlokas, and to put up signs that nobody's matter it, and to misquote or take quotes out of context from Ashkenazi Gedolim, right, that Asher is absurd. Okay. People probably have been frum for 2 weeks or whatever, and all of a sudden found out that there's an Indian of Peyanochris. That's, okay. Okay, the next, the Gemara says, speaks about mochla nidosa, wearing some kind of tampon, right, to, and Rashi says the reason is to save her clothing from getting dirty. Tosa says that can't be, because atzulei tinuf is considered carrying. If it's only to save your clothing from getting dirty, right, so Tosa says, no, she's afraid she'll get on her skin and she'll have tsar from it, that you're allowed to wear something that's not a beged. If it's to save you from tsar or whatever, but if it's only to save your clothing from getting dirty, that's not mutter, we had before. So they answer Rashi in a few different ways. Some say that that's only where you're wearing something like a kis of a zav or something like that, but here it's like a bandage. It's so tsamud to the body, right, these kinds of tampons or whatever, that they are, what's it called, they're sanitary napkins, that they are mamish like a ratia, they're like a band-aid. And therefore, what's it called, it's not stam itzulei tinuf, that already is mutter. That's mamish like a ratia. Others say that over here, the fact that your clothing will get dirty is not stam because she's worried about the clothing. Itzulei tinuf means you're only worried about the clothing. But here, the woman's worry should be embarrassed. It's embarrassment for her if her clothing gets dam, and there should be this dam al baila if he sees the clothing with the dam on it, and therefore that's called already not atzulei tinuf. They compare this to a rain hat. You were going to before, right? That what's it called? That a person, if the hat gets dirty, gets wet, so it gets misshapen too, and that's a tsar. Person's embarrassed because of that, ruins his hat. So he's not just worried about the hat getting wet or whatever; he's worrying about the results of the hat getting wet. In addition, right, a rain hat, they say, what's it called, like we said then, that it's not just the hat that you're worried would get wet, but if your hat gets wet, your head gets wet, and you'll get sick or whatever. So it's also tsara de gufa. So there are many who are mater, Moshe Feinstein isn't mater, but there are many who are mater wearing a rain hat, plastic, you know, nylon cover over your hat, that has the same implications as a woman wearing a sanitary napkin. Okay, the thing of putting things in your mouth, pilpul or a gargir shel melech. So the Gemara says that you can't put it in the chatchila, right? You can't put it in the chatchila on Shabbos, that would be in before Shabbos, and if it fell out, you can't put it back. So Tosus brings down over here that a pshat from the Rabbeinu Poras, that the Isser is because of shrika samamonim. Because especially the gargir melech heals your teeth. So it's also because of taking medicines, and therefore, what's it called, the only problem is that if that's the case, why, if it falls off, can't you, what's it called, put it back? If you have a ratia, right, that you can't put back, if it wouldn't be for the fact that it has a mishcha, has a cream on it, and you're afraid you may smooth it out, you'd be allowed to put a ratiyah back. We're not afraid. Once it was on before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. We're not a choshish for shikas sabamoni. So Tosfos says, if that's the reason for this gargir melech, or the pilpul, then why if it fell off, can't you put it back? There's no chashash of meruah. It's now like a dry band-aid. So why can't you put it back on? So the truth is that there's a machlokas rishonim, why you can't put back a band-aid. According to the opinion that says the reason you can't put it back a band-aid is only if it has a lotion on it, a cream, then this would be a good kasha. But the Rabbeinu Poros can learn the other rishonim. And they hold you can't put back a band-aid, even if it doesn't have a cream, because of shrikas samamonim. Right? Just like putting it on Shabbos, same thing as putting it on again. So according to that, it's no problem, it's no kasha. And the same reason you're not allowed to put back a dry band-aid, the same reason you can't put back this, because we're afraid you may come to make drugs. The Tosfos has a different reason, not like the Rabbeinu Poros. The reason is because when you put something in your mouth on Shabbos to go out, it looks like you're doing it to carry it. Right? It looks like you're putting it in your mouth to be able to carry it. It looks like you're trying to, make a haroma to be able to carry it. If you had it there from before Shabbos, people see that you had it, you wore this during the week too, so you're not just putting it in to carry it out. Okay? And the Rabbeinu Prachius has a third reason why, because the reason why you can't, put these things in on Shabbos, because if you put it before Shabbos, we know that you can stand it. These things are very pungent. So if you put it on Shabbos, we're afraid that you don't know that you'll be able to be sovel it, and taki you won't, and you'll take it out and carry it. But if you put it in from before Shabbos, we already know that you can handle it. We're not afraid you'll take it out. Okay. halacha of going out with tachshitim into a chotzer. Okay, so the Ra'or says that the machlokas Rav in Rav Anoni is that Rav holds that it's only osur in a chotzer she'ena muredes. In other words, a chotzer where there's no eruv, so it's similar at least to something where you can't carry. With chotzer she'ena muredes, the halacha is like this. You can't carry from the house into that chotzer because there's no eruv. But things that were in the chotzer, you can carry in the chotzer. Okay? You can't carry, because it's a reshus hayochid. You just can't carry from the house into the chotzer into the house. But in the chotzer, you can carry. Okay? So Rav says those things that you can't carry in reshus haravim, you can't carry in a chotzer either. Okay? And Rav Anani, but it's only where it's Eina Murevis. If it's a chotzer Murevis, well, you could carry from the house, and it's like the house. You're surely allowed to carry these things in the house. Okay, and Rav Anani says it's even mutter in a chotzer sheinu mureves, right? All tachshitim, and that's how the Rambam learns. That's how the Rambam learns. Okay, the Ramban learns that Rav holds it's osur to wear these things even in the house, because we're afraid you wear them outside. Like Rashi says, carrying them you could carry them in the house, but you can't wear them in the house, because if you wear them in the house, we're afraid you may go out with them, and you'll end up going out to Sarav. Okay. And the machlokas between the Ramban and the Ra'or and the Rambam is totally in the following. What is the chash over here? Are we afraid that you'll continue wearing them out into Rishus HaRadim, right? Or, what's it called, are we afraid that you'll take them off, right, and you'll show them? And then there's a problem only in Chotzer Sheinu Murevis, because then we're afraid that what's it called, maybe you'll, but if the chash is that you'll, because you're wearing them, like Rashi says, you'll continue wearing them. There's no difference between wearing them in the house or wearing them in a chotzer she'ena murevis or yes murevis or whatever. Halacha-wise, the Rabbeinu Chananel paskins like Rav, similarly the Rif and the Ramba, but they hold that it's only also in a chotzer she'ena murevis. But in the house, it'd be okay even to wear them. Okay, so that's one sheet. Tosfos paskins like Rav Anani, and therefore it's mutter everywhere. Chotzer Murevis, Chotzer Sheinu Murevis, surely in the house, right? And Mutter, all Tachshitim are Mutter, even in a Chotzer Sheinu Murevis. And you're allowed to wear it. We're not choshish that you'll end up wearing it into Rosh Hashanah. So, we have Machlokas between the Rif, the Rambam, and Tosfos, who we paskin like, right? But they all hold that the same Shita, that the one who holds this Mutter is Mutter, even a Chotzer Sheinu Murevis. The one who holds osur holds its osur. What's it called? One holds mutter, right? Holds its mutter, mutter everywhere. And the one who holds its osur holds its osur only in a chatzur she'ina muredes. The machlokus is in a chatzur she'ina muredes. And the halacha is, according to the Rambam, that in a chatzur muredes is mutter. And according to Tosfos, even in a chatzur she'ina muredes is mutter. But in a chatzur muredes or in the house, everybody holds its mutter, according to this. The Shulchan Aruch brings first the sheet of the Rambam, then he brings the Ramban, right, who says that even in a house is osur, and then he brings Tosfos, that says that everything is mutter. Okay, so it's three different sheetas. Okay, he brings them all down stam. Bizman Azeh, however, the Ramah brings down, and the Beis Yosef, that it's mutter for what's it called for a woman to wear all kinds of jewelry. There's no jewelry that's osur for a woman to wear today. The Rabbeinu Tam says the reason is because halacha is like Rav Hanani, that inside the house, in what's it called, in a chatzur she'ina muredes, the same thing as a carmelis. That's what he learns. Just like in a chatzur she'ina muredes, right, is osur tiltul, right, from the house at least to the chatzur. So a carmelis would be the same thing. And they say it's not true. A carmelis is much more chomer than a chatzur she'ina muredes. So the answer to that was only in the time where there was a Rishus HaRabim. It was a real Rishus HaRabim. A Carmelis was also because of Rishus HaRabim. And a Chatzur Mureves was more mutter. But Bizman HaZeh, where there's no real Rishus HaRabim, so there's no difference between a Carmelis and a Chatzur Sheina Mureves. And therefore, a woman is allowed to go into Rishus HaRabim because there is no Rishus HaRabim. It's all a Carmelis. So that's why women wear ornaments today, because there's no Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. Comes out, if there would be a place where there would be a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, then a woman would not be allowed to wear those things. You're not allowed to wear into Rishus HaRabim. That's Tosa Shita. Rav Sar Shalom, what's it called, says a different heter, and it would apply even to Rishus HaRabim. Okay? Would a woman be allowed to wear her Tachshitim in Times Square? Okay? According to Tosa, it's not. Only in a Carmelis, but all our Rishus HaRabims are Carmelis, except for the real exception. Rav Sar Shalom holds that our women are different. We had before that the Isha Chashuva doesn't take off her jewelry to show to other people. And all of our Noshim are Noshim Chashuvos. And therefore, the halacha is, it applies to Noshim Chashuvos. All our women are considered Noshim Chashuvos. And the third reason that the Beis Yosef brings down is Mutafu Shogim. Enochanami, really it's awesome. But women won't listen. So better they should be shogig than mazig, you know. But therefore, a woman who knows better should not wear it. But we're not moche that women should wear it. Right? We don't have to tell them it's osur. But lamaisa, a woman should not wear it according to that time. And therefore, the machaber says something that is a chiyuv d'oraisa, right? The tabash yeshul of chosim for a woman, right? Or tabash einol of chosim for a man. With his mamasher chiyuv chatas and rishus harabim, that you should be machmeron. That's one sheet. And then he says, even though bismanenu were noagu lotzeis, even with these, why? Because women wear signet rings and men wear rings without signets. That's the minig during the week. Therefore, even these things that normally would be a chiyuv chatas and rishus harabim, they're matter them also. So lamaisa, bottom line is, women lamaisa wear all their jewelry, even into what we consider like Rishus HaRabim, either because there's no real Rishus HaRabim, either because there are Noshim Chashuvos, either because the Halacha, the Halacha is like Rav Hanani, and then the Carmelis is okay, and everything's considered a Carmelis, or Mutafshu Shogim Velo Yumezim. So there's a place to be Machmir, but the Minig HaOlam is to be Meikel. Okay, what else? I saw that Chasam Sofer says something interesting here. What was the machlokus between the skenim harishonim who made a nida mamish? They weren't afraid that this gan al baila. I was thinking, stam. Maybe in the early generations, they weren't afraid that people were so gashmias that the beauty of the woman would make a difference during when she's a nida, and they were able to make that takana. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and Nebuch, people got more vain, and there was a chash taka that the guy would divorce his wife, because during the time she was a nida, she looked disgusting. They saw what she really looked like. The rest of the time she could, you know, paint herself up or whatever. So, Parshat Sam Sofer says that the machlokas for the Akiva and Skenim Harishonim is totally the machlokas Beisil and Beishamai. Beishamai says you're not allowed to divorce your wife unless she's immoral. Right? Motzah ba'ervas dover. There's no chash that if just because she's ugly, you can't divorce her. If you come to Beis and say, I want to divorce her because she's ugly, they won't let you divorce her. But they say, laws, you get divorced even if she burns your chalet. Right? So therefore, what's it called, according to Beisilla, is a chash. If she gets ugly, they'll divorce her. Therefore, basically, Rabbi Akiva holds like Beisilla said that she's allowed to adorn herself when she's in Nida. And the Rizkenim Harishonim said not like that. Also, with a Shane Toteves, the Binyan Siyam brings a raya from here that a woman who has a false tooth can go to the mikveh, not a chatzitza. Because if a false tooth would be a chatzitza, then how could she go out with it on Shabbos? L'chara, what's it called? We're afraid she'll take it out to be tovel. All the things that are chatzitza, you can't go out with on Shabbos. Right? And that's only talking about a false tooth that you could take out. And there are false teeth that you could easily take out or whatever. But the false teeth we have today, where only a dentist could take out, there's no shash that, you know, people laugh at her or whatever, she'll take the tooth out or she'll go to the mikveh. That's for sure not a chatzitza, because somebody can't take out something that's that she's not machped on it, right? Because she leaves it there. There's only a dentist could take it out. That's not a chatzitza. He was talking about a tooth that you could even take out in and out. But if you could take it in and out, and it's supposed to be there, and she wants it to be there, right, then that's not a chatzitza.